Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Unnamed Podcast. This is Greg Lunt. It is December 12th, 2018, and this is episode 57. How was your week? How are you doing? Last week, I was kind of upset and frustrated, and I'm feeling better. I have a few things that have happened this week that have been good, and a few other things that are about to happen that I'm excited about. But first, let me tell you about what I'm not excited about. My bike is broken. It has been for a couple of weeks now, and so I've been mainly Ubering and walking places, and it's kind of a bitch. I had someone come and take a look at the bike a few days ago, and I sat outside with him for 2 hours, and I paid him $170, and the next day the bike didn't work. It was actually worse off than it was the day before. So I'm not really sure. He's supposed to come back tonight and take a look at it and rule out some other things, and then if it's not those, then I have to buy a new fuel pump, which I don't know, maybe cost another $100 or something like that. And I don't really care, but like, he's not super responsive, and so I'm not sure if he's coming. It's like 6:40 right now, and he's not answering texts. So, I just got a text, but it's not from him. So yeah, I don't know. That's been a bit of a holdback, but that's okay. I make it work. I've been spending a lot of time around my place anyway, just, you know, working and going to the gym, and dude, I'm not gonna say I'm jacked, because I'm not. I'm still like a skinny dude, but like, I'm definitely feeling good, and I'm throwing up like more weight than I usually do. I've been pretty consistent lifting, and you know, I'm filling out like my t-shirts, you know, let's say that. So feeling good about where I'm at, and been eating really well. What else? Last week, I was talking about how I didn't really know how things were going to play out with my job situation. I still don't, but things are starting to move a little bit, and I haven't heard back from any of the resumes I sent out, except for one. I applied at Pandora for this position that I didn't really want, but music is a cool avenue, so they responded and said, you know, we're going to look in another direction, which is fair. I didn't really fully like fit the role anyway. But I talked about an opportunity that I had that I was going to get on a call last week about. I did that, and it looks interesting. My friend has a couple other friends, one of which is a, you know, an A&R guy at a big record label, and they're trying to start this little side thing to monetize Spotify, and in particular Spotify playlists. And so I've been doing a lot of research about that, and we have another call tomorrow morning to go over more ideas. We'll see how that plays out. I mean, I'm not trying to take on like another passion project per se, but I am open to helping if they're willing to pay me what I'm looking for, and he knows that, and so we'll see how that plays out. I'd like to help if we can come up with a decent idea and a decent business plan. So we're having another brainstorming session tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. I also got in contact with an old coworker of mine who, you know, we used to be pretty close back in the day, but we haven't spoken in a couple of years, and he popped up on my LinkedIn, and so I thought of him, and I shot him a little voice note message on his iMessage that we should catch up, and we did. We've had 2 phone calls in the last 3 days, and he's got like a lot going on. Also potentially going to be able to help me with the app a little bit and development. I don't know. It's really been really good to reconnect with him. There's this guy in my building who writes music, and he writes for some pretty big people. We met in the gym a few weeks ago, and we've hung out a few times. I watched football at his place on Sunday, and he was at mine for a little bit. Then I went to his. He lives right down the hall from me. And we just get along really well. To be honest, I haven't met a stranger that I gelled with so easily and so quickly, where it's like we have a very, very similar personality. And it's been, I honestly can't remember the last time I met a stranger that I just vibe with, and I could just be myself so fast. We're both really into fantasy football and football, and we're both really into music and pop music. I don't know, we just like see eye to eye on shit. And so it's been really nice because he's like a new friend and he's also really successful. He writes for like, you know, Nick Jonas and Chainsmokers and Selena Gomez and like all these like major A-list artists. So I might be able to put him in touch with my friend who I was just talking about, who's like got these opportunities for me maybe and moves quickly. He has a music management agency and he has a couple artists that he might be looking to get songs written for. So it's nice to be able to like maybe, you know, put them in touch, trying to bring value to people, and then maybe they can bring value to me as well. You know, I'm gonna be back in New York from December 3rd, the night of the 3rd, until the 29th. So I'm setting up a few meetings out there to connect with, because all these business opportunities that I have at the moment, all these people are based out of New York. And so it'll be nice to go home. It's perfect timing to go home and kind of see all of them and reconnect and see what's up. So what else? You know, it's getting a little bit chilly here. Nothing crazy. Like when I go home, it's going to be fucking freezing. But, you know, when I'm in LA, I'm used to the sun and it's become like kind of my, you know, part of my daily ritual to try and get some sun. But the last month or so, it's been a little more difficult because it's getting a little bit more chilly and the sun isn't hitting by the pool where it normally does. So I can't fully lay out and soak it in and read. And so, you know, I walk down like a little side street for 15 minutes in the morning. And even if it's a little chilly to do so, I just like take my shirt off and kind of let it hit me as much as possible because it feels really fucking good. Ooh, I just got two Bumble matches at the same time. Oh, that was something else that happened this weekend. Was it, what day was it? Maybe it was Friday? Someone hit me up on Bumble, and within like two messages, I was going to meet them at the bar. It's interesting not drinking and trying to go on these little dates, because normally I drink, like I'll designate a night to drink if I'm gonna go out. But I really haven't been drinking alcohol recently, and it was late and I didn't even really want to, but I went out, I ended up having one beer, and she was having like a bunch of cocktails and stuff, and was like, have another one, and like trying to pressure me and stuff. I was like, you know, I didn't really want to. And oh, she wanted to let you, we were driving back to my place, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna go pick up some, you know, some whiskey and stuff. I'm like, all right, do your thing, you know. And then she's like, I'm getting hungry, are you hungry? It's like 12:30, 1 a.m. I'm like, nah, like I'm good, I fast, you know, I'm not eating. And she's like, okay, well, I'm gonna get McDonald's, do you care? I'm like, nah, I don't care. She's like, I'm gonna get a McChicken with extra mayo. And I'm in my head, I'm just like, no, I'm so nauseous thinking. Mayo was already, before I was vegan, mayo was like still the grossest thing. So that was kind of gross because, you know, I didn't want to make out with her after she had all that. So she's like, do you want me to like use Listerine or something? And I'm like, sure, you know, like I'll use it too. That was interesting because it was kind of like a layup, you know. Sometimes I haven't been going out that much, and you know, it had been probably like a month since I'd gone out with someone. So it was cool to just kind of have that drop in my lap. It's kind of where I'm at with the level of effort that I want to put into meeting people. Is like, conversations are just so boring on the apps, you know? Like, I got a message the other day on Bumble, hi. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, hey, a smiley emoji back at her. Because for me, it's like, if you're just going to say hi and really not put anything into it, I'm not going to try and be like, hey, how are you? Like make comments about your profile, like da-da-da-da, like go over the top. Because I'm not going to invest the extra amount if you didn't invest anything. So she goes, hi. So I'm like, hey, smiley face. And she goes, hi. Like, I just want to punch this girl already. And then, so I just, an hour later, I'm just like, hi. And then she's like, LOL, like, how is your day? It's like, this is what we're dealing with, people. Come on. The texting is just out of control. But sometimes you get someone that'll just be like, hey, you know, like, I'm getting off work early tonight. If you want to catch a drink, like, that would be cool. And I'm like, dope. Like, let's fucking do it and have a good time. And it was fun. It was fine. I'll probably never see her again. She was a little dark. She was a little dark. Nice girl, but just she had worked at like a mental hospital, for a few years back. And then more recently, the past couple years, she'd been working with like a disabled child in the home. And so that's all great. And like props to her because she's helping people that really need it. And the level of patience that that must take is unbelievable, that I definitely couldn't do it. But at the same time, when you're around energy that like kind of brings you down, like for instance, apparently the kid who has I think he has like cerebral palsy and like maybe something else on top of that, his mom was like really, really negative all the time and controlling and stuff. And so when that's your boss for like a couple years, you know, and you're dealing with a child that has mental illness, it's just it rubs off on you and it's just tough. So, but whatever, again, it was nice to just like be able to have a fun night with somebody and not really have to try that hard to make it happen, because it's so difficult to do on the apps as they currently exist, as a guy anyway. So that was that. That was Friday, I think. And then I forget what I did on Saturday. Sunday, I watched football with the guy I was talking about from the gym, the songwriter. So that was a good time. And then I worked on my project, the Sunday football project that I do. What else? Oh, so in fantasy football, I had this fucking matchup, right? It's the first week of playoffs. And I was debating whether to play one guy or another guy. And me and my dad had like a 30-minute phone call because we share the team. We're co-managers of this team. And it's a great way to keep in touch with my dad. And we've been doing it for like 7 or 8 years in his league. So all the people that we're playing against in the league are all of his coworkers. And they're all a lot younger, but they all know each other from work. And they're in this big a cappella group called Straight No Chaser, if you want to look them up. They're pretty fucking awesome. They all went to Indiana too, where I went to school. And they disassembled after they graduated. It was like a club, you know, a cappella group for the college. And then they all went and got like normal jobs, like accountants and stuff like that. And then years later on YouTube, one of their performances from college got on and went viral.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
9, 8, 7, 7, 7, 6, 6, 9, 5. You better not shout, you better not cry, you better not in a pear tree.
On the ninth,
oh, on the eighth,
oh,
on the seventh, the halls with boughs of holly.
Here we come, the whistling among the leaves
of 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds,
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves.
The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel.
So that's the first half of it. If you want to check it out, it's on YouTube. It's called 12 Days of Christmas by Straight No Chaser. But the CEO or the president of Atlantic Records got wind of it and sent it to my dad. This was a few years back. And he was like, yo, we need to like sign these guys. And my dad kind of laughed at him, I think, at first. But then they realized kind of like what they had. And there's no one really doing anything like it. I would say the only a cappella group that I can think of that has any kind of clout right now is Pentatonix. They're way more, they're way to a younger crowd, and they're different and cool, and I really like them. This is a group of 10 guys. You know, they're all just a bunch of frat boys, basically, that can sing, and they have a lot of fun, and I've seen them live a few times, and they're hilarious, and they put on a great show, and their demo is older people, but they've been killing it for a while now, and so this is year, like, whatever of them on tour, you know, since they got signed, maybe year 8, 9, 10. So long story long, we're in a fantasy football league with all of them, and we do pretty well, and it's week one of the playoffs this week. We're trying to decide who to start in our final spot because one of our players got hurt at the last minute, so we have to pick one of our bench guys to plug in. And we're debating it for a while. We end up making the wrong pick. The guy who we decided to put on the bench goes off for like 45 points. And to put that in perspective, our team ended up scoring like 90 points for, as a whole team. And the one guy scored 45 by himself, and the guy we chose to play ended up scoring 4.5. So it was like a complete disaster. It comes down to the final game of the week, and everything had gone wrong. We were down like 8 points, and we had one guy left to play, and he ended up scoring 10, and we snuck it out, and we won. So it was a good victory, I suppose. Escaped, you know, dodged a massive bullet there, and we're going to the semifinals. So that's exciting for us. I'm not sure what the money prize is at the end. My dad just keeps it anyway because he pays the buy-in, and I just kind of help him with the roster. But yeah, it's nice to win always, and so we're doing some of that. So yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much it. Tomorrow I have a birthday party that I'm going to for my friend, who is the girl that I was talking about a few weeks back. Who's one of my great friends. It's her birthday, and so the whole gang is going to get together and get some dinner downtown and God knows what afterward. So I'm really excited for that, actually, because, you know, I can just actually let loose and just have, like, just relax and be around my friends is always so much fun. And then on Friday, I'm meeting a developer, and maybe something will happen there, but still very preliminary. So at least there are things like in the works now, between the Spotify stuff, my ex-coworker who like has all these connections, and this developer I'm meeting on Friday, and then going home at the end of the month to meet all these people in person and kind of get things kick-started moving into the new year. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Just gotta stay on my grind, and things will continue to play out. No matter what happens, it's for the best. You know, as long as I just keep doing the good things will happen. I have to believe that. You know, some doubts creep in my head from time to time about certain things. And like, you know, if I don't put my app out soon, is someone gonna steal the idea? And frankly, the idea is so fucking good that yeah, if I wait like 6, 8 months, 9 months, maybe they won't steal my idea, but someone will come up with this idea. That's some kind of pressure that I'm feeling. But if that happens, then it just means that the universe has bigger things in store for me, and that, you know, it doesn't always play out the way you expect. I'm just going to keep putting out good energy into the world. I'm going to do that through this podcast and keep talking about my life and the way that I'm trying to improve it. We'll see how it goes, man. You guys are right here with me. You'll be getting all the updates. So thank you for listening again this week. I love you, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye. Yeah.